open up. Last month, we went through what an Isha should do when she is tahor, what exactly makes her tummy, and how to be noy when she's tummy. Basically, that means what to do when she's tahor, meaning the vesta she has to keep, the fisha she has to keep, dikas, that to show that's not where matlas tashmish, that's what to do when she's made tahor. What makes her tummy, we learned about the din of argosha, different calls of the maris, tatik samim, zam ben reklaim. And then we end off with the man of what makes you, what to do when you are tummy, keeping our focus. This man will go through the process of the after way of what makes a Torah, the Seder of Paris and Isha. The way I was forming down, they said, Iker, there are three steps. You have to do a Hefzik, Zayin, a Kiyim, and then you have to go to Mikvah. Just to say, the kids, we have to do a Betim, it's like a 10-step process. First thing is that when she comes tummy, the loch is, we'll get to the end of the simin, that she has to wait 5 days. Point to Bnei Ashkenaz is basically chok loyava, unless it's external extreme circumstances, you have to wait 5 days. The reason for what we'll get to is that since the loch is, when the pilot shech bazera, it's going to be slayed to the Zayin and Kiyim, therefore we make sure that the non shech bazera is going to be pilot. The second thing she has to do after she waits 5 days is the loch of here, she has to do chitza, she has to wash herself. Now chitza is be'ikas nam akiv, but however for the kona avad you have to go do a chitza. The shell is what to do in a case where you go to work, or you're not in a place you can go wash yourself. So the very simple eitz they say, be'ikas didn't you have to wash between the thighs externally, and very simple, we have fresh wipes, baby wipes, go bring it to, let's say, work. Before this man samachlashkiya, go take the fresh wipes, wipe yourself very well externally, and therefore you become the kona of this halacha doing a chitza. Third step is, some for Shkia, you have to go to a Hefzik Tyro, as close to Shkia as possible, get to exactly the getter. The fourth step after that, once you see that the Hefzik is Torah, then you go put inside a Moich. Moich you should leave inside the voluntary Ben Hashmashes. And the Svarah the place can say, because then you know Bavadois, that there is no Suffolk, that you became a Torah, that you have to have a Hefzik in between, and this is the best Hefzik to make sure that the whole Ben Hashmashes, you were Torah. After that, the fifth step is, after you have the Hefzik and the Moich, you go put on your Vikir Veinim, you go put on something that's white, you go show, really it's to save you, or make sure you don't get messed up, that if, let's say, you see Dam, and you're not sure, if you wear Vikir Veinim, you have Argosh, you're not sure if the Tomei Tor, so by the first 3 days, sorry? So really, you might as well stop anything coming out. So, I mean, right, so therefore you do not need to put on before, maybe during, or the first day to take out the mic, right away put on a big day of levenim. When you take out the mic, you're not wearing anything, so then you put on the levenim. They do discuss that the hanog is that during the Zayin Nekim, we wear male levenim, and afterwards we wear big levenim. So what happens when it switches over and you cannot switch underwear, for example, you're going to mikvah Friday night, you go usually before Shkia, you have to wear white still. You come back, you want to wear big day tzvayim. That's the hog. The minigam says you should wear big day tzvayim. So what does it do in a place? You have no eruv. So the simple answer they say is that there are numerous underwears that they advise not to wear in general. But in this case, when you have it, is that there are those who on one side is white, and the other side is tzvayim. But the crotch here itself is white. So it's very simple. When you go there, you wear it with the white side facing up. On the way back, you put it inside out, and that's how you wear it, just to take care of both sides. The sixth stage after you wear the levenim is you do the Zayin Nekim, do bedikas, l'chadchila, what anhog is that we do bedikas for 7 days, twice a day, once when you wake up, once some klashkia, and the reason why we do it is because we get anoshim the gather of a zava, we are not mechabitin nida and zava, and therefore we need Zayin Nekim. The seventh stage is the end of after you do the Zayin Nekim, you do chafifa. Chafifa means you come here, you make sure you have no chatzitas. After the eighth stage, you go do tefillah. Tefillah itself, and then the ninth thing, go make a bracha. I'm assuming exactly when to do the bracha before the tefillah, after. Then hunger seems to do tefillah one time, then bracha, then tefillah a second time. And the last stage, which you learn last month, which is very important, you can mess everything off. Is you come home and you tell your, she should tell her husband that she's tahor. If she says she's messed up, then what happens? We'll get to, that's really a sin by itself. She might have an emunah to say that she's osur, and therefore even a mishas nivach won't help. And therefore, she'll be okay, everything still all over again. So the tenth step is she has to come home either by showing it or by saying it. It says, Torah, and I went to the mikvah. And that's the kitzur of what to do, lechatchil, in all the cases. Now, if you go through the phase of your Shulchan Aruch, exactly what comes out. First thing, it starts off, the halacha of doing a hefsek tayro. A hefsek tayro is ma'akir. Everyone says, the halacha of you have to do a hefsek tayro. The challenge with the makor of hefsek tayro is a dinder abonon or dinder raisel. Learn the sigin of some of tests, taste the rush on the page. Ali, he has a hakiri, he's misufik, is a hefsek, a dinder abonon, dinder raisel. Among the gilah chonim, all say to discuss it, machlois gilah chonim, chavdas, and kira eger, versus others. And also the pashkim is manenu also have machlois about it. Is it a derabonon or deraisel? Lamaisa, it doesn't make a difference. Lamaisa, we keep it. But they have some different afkaminas I discuss. For example, they say, let's say Nisha, who you know, very modernish, that she does not really keep the halachas. Kuroi, Lamaisa didn't exactly do badikas, didn't do kumar's dokim, she didn't count correctly. So, is there, what should you tell a person to do? You close your eyes, tell them to do something. So the swarming down says, since the ikir, the Arab Pashkin will say, hefsek is rabbanon, and she goes to the mikvah, she came out of the parasha being a nido deraisa, or even a zava deraisa, it came out of the parasha. Therefore, they kind of tell the isha right then, and they try to convince her to go, hold on, let's do a bedika, do a hefsek then by the mikvah, and before we're stuck, we can't do that, let her go to the mikvah, because the halachah is you're saving her from an isheter, a deraisa, according to Numus Rishonim. Therefore, if you know the isha did not do correctly, didn't do any bedikas, the maaser, again, try to get her to do bedikas then, and if not then, let her go to the mikvah, you're saving her from a deraisa. Now, the interesting thing they discuss is that a Bnei Nido, maybe it's one of the Tisha Midas, they discuss in America, let's say, for example, in New York, if anyone goes into the bathtub, so in Cheshbon, they discuss that if you open up the faucet of the bathtub, there's a shot all the way to the reservoir to the Hudson River, and therefore maybe it's a good mikvah, and therefore Midaraisa might not be a one test Midas. Fine, you have to go to the lockers of mikvah, right? If you do it two separate times, so you have to get the lockers of mikvah. But those one taino that in America, in New York, let's say, the whole office, to be also there, depends how the system is set up. Most times, it will not be, she goes, people take baths all the time. And even if they not go all the time, they just rotate themselves and go in once in a while. We'll get the lockers of mikvah. Could be there will not be a need of the raiso. I did not do any hefsek, so my hefsek will only be the abonon. Even those one taino, based upon this taino over here, that come on, all kids are not playing this. Up here in Cheshbon. What? No, I shall be doing it. Bad. So, again, we'll get that lockers if, let's say, you cannot do it all at one time. But they get in the whole thing, not all at one time, right? Show us how to look at that. What's the case? We'll do that. Maybe, yeah. Fine. Shalom. What? So, there's another thing they discuss. It's a different thing they discuss. But it all starts off the assumption that you do not need a hefsek. You need a hefsek. It helps nothing. It might be something with a hefsek. It's all assuming that a hefsek is only dinder abonon. Others also do discuss, so let's say, sometimes, I know, sometimes the fnir goes to the mikvah, because they figure they might as well sell themselves some courage. That's a side point, which some say throw them out, some say, no, forget, we should turn and look the other way. But, well, mice again, we have the lacha of out of a hefsek tyra. Now, so a person first do l'chabchilo. L'chabchilo first, when does it matter that a person can't stop doing it? So the Gemara brings down the Mishnah Beis first starts with the Yudah Shita, you should do it in the Chalamayla. And the Chomataina, you don't have a Maisa Ben Eshmoshes, you don't have your, basically eyes between your legs. And therefore, should help the whole time. Come along the Rosh, the Torah brings down and says, it's a mitzvah and a mokko, l'chabchilo, the person should do it, the Ben Eshmoshes. Now, what does it mean, Ben Eshmoshes? As the Beit Yosef points out, it can be Ben Eshmoshes to do a bedikah, because Ben Eshmoshes is Safak Yom Safak Laila. So it must be before Ben Eshmoshes. Just to give an example, which is also very Negev, is that the halacha is a person has to be Meichen Erev Shabbos. The halacha is supposed to be Meichen twice. Once Erev Shabbos, early in the morning, Vehikoin. And once the halacha is Ben Eshmoshes, as the Mishnah Berurah. Ben Eshmoshes. Says Shmir Shabbos, that means Ben Eshmoshes. Give me Ben Eshmoshes. It came to Meichen, everything prepared for Shabbos. Therefore it says, Sevachal Ben Eshmoshes. You have a chiv, a mitzvah, the raisa, so some drabonon. You make a sevach ben eshmoshes right away. That, therefore, it seems Shmir Shabbat seems shan the Mishnah Berurah, even though it says ben eshmoshes mamish. The Shmir Shabbat is not that way. And he's adding a couple of rail, of course, from here. The Shem is saying ben eshmoshes. That's what he said. It can't be a mitzvah, some of ben eshmoshes. I'm not sure, because that sounds like you're here for Shabbos. He wants the ben eshmoshes ready. He's trying Shabbos. Myself, I'll get a class, all right, all the men go to shul with the garbage in the hands, right, that's what he claimed. Fine. Well, inshallah for you, what happens if you daven minutes on shul already, that'd be more than a half hour before davening, he says, I'll get a half hour from over here, same get a half hour, so Shmir Shabbos. Inshallah, what happens if you daven before, and what happens if that's a mitzvah, the shiloh, I'm not sure. Myself, we have a local here, Ben Eshmoshes, Says the Beis Yosef, it does not mean Mesh Moshe, it means Samach. He has two options. Does it mean Min HaMincha Tano Lamaylo? Or does it mean Samach Mamash? The way I bring down the loch over here in Sephala, if you bring down the loch, it's Samach Mamash Moshe, that means you want the second way has to be Samach Mamash. Samach Mamash. Samach Tanchil should be as close as possible. Now what does that mean, close as possible? So as far as the bring down, that it means within a half hour, we discussed all the times that the get of Samach, which I have numerous times in Malacha, first part of the Gemara, and Samach means within a half hour. For example, you cannot do Malacha before Minchah, Meir, Krishma, less than a minute before. Samach to get is a half hour. Before B'dikas Chomet, Samach is a half hour. By Chanukah, Mishmuz, Samach is a half hour. Different Gedam numerous times, the word Samach is, for example, you have a mitzvah, Erev Shabbos, to go check your pockets. Samach the Menesh Moshes, on Shabbos itself is the Mitzchiyah, but Erev Shabbos is Samach, so Mishmuz, how much? A half hour. The Loch is a half hour. The last time we discussed it, when a person is not a baki, Roy Machmas Tashmish, the Bikul, the Samach, the person will there bring down, they want to say one get might be a half hour. Well, because get of Samach means a half hour. Therefore, over here also, that those who bring down that, first of all, instead of Samach Ben Shmosh in the Machab, what does Samach mean? One thing they say, the Swam go, it's a half hour. Half hour, within a half hour, that's the best share. That's Aleph. But another reason why they say a half hour, is when you learn the sugya of Benishmoshes, the Shito, the Mishabur being Zen on the Shabbos, the Re'eim Shito, and he says Benishmoshes is not after Shkio, Benishmoshes is before Shkio. Therefore, the Mishabur says, the Chachilo person, Shemetab Shabbos, a half hour or 20 minutes before Shkio, why did you get the Re'eim Shito? So the Re'eim Shito is basically Benishmoshes before, and if you go the Chomadik of Benishmoshes, is 18 minutes, so you have to be within the, as close to that as possible. Therefore, Marakoyim exam, then also within a half hour they want to get in the Reim Shita and the Ubedika before the Reim, that should not be subgirin, so glad according to the Reim. The third reason why they're being down to within a half hour and not Samach Mamish is make it very practically. If you do a Badika Samach Mamish, it comes out, it's going to be, let's say, it's messed up. Do you want to do a Badika again? And we'll get to the Shitas like Hatchila, maybe Shwe, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, whatever the shit we're going to get to. Do you want to do a Badika again? So you want to have an option to keep doing it. Now, they say more than half hour, if you did it 5 times and it came out not good, don't do it a 6th time. It can irritate, it can leak the dam, it's not kedai. So but within a half hour, you can do it 5 times, 4 times. That's enough times to make sure not to have nerves, not to get nervous, and make sure you get the bedikah correctly. Otherwise, less than half hour, more than half hour, you start getting either nervous or you're not stomach mamish. So it comes out again, the Mechaba says, l'chadchila, a person who does stomach lebein neshmoshes. The way this form being down, the being down, it means a half hour. Again, three different swaras are coming from. Either word, Samach means a half hour, or Koshish for the Reim Shito, or it's not practicality, a half hour is the best time. That's when close as possible. What's the last time the Chachila can do it? The Chachila last time? The Shkia. Maisa Machlaik is the Goinim. First, the Reim Tam. When is Shkia? Shkia Rishon, Shkia Shnia. But Maisa, people are, come on, everyone's either machmur or mikra didn't hold that shkia is the time that a person has to stop doing malacha on Shabbos. Therefore, for that reason, l'chadchila, at the end of the time is bar shkia. So it comes out l'chadchila a person should do within a half hour and shkia. That's l'chadchila what you should do. What happens with the eved? So first, with the eved, if you cannot do within a half hour, then you have until mincha says the Beis Yosef means mincha ketano. Agam they bring down the Rosh Shita that heals mincha gdolo. If you cannot do it by then you do it beforehand, you can do it even from the morning. What about the night before? The being on the Chazon Ish, the whole night before itself is also good for the Eved. The Eved.
Same level,
before the levels are like this. First should be Samach Mamash half hour. Second level should be Mincha Ketana. Third level is Mincha Gedolah. It's a mitzvah and a mukha do Samach. Anything.
It's like
Mahadra and Mahadra, you want to do Mahadra? No, because it might even that people are not too happy with it. So these are levels. Yeah, he sounds like the same thing. Yeah. So again, it comes down to 5 levels. First, get a samach, then ketana, then gadolah, then the morning, and then you should be the night before. Those are 5 levels that are good b'di evet. Again, l'chadchila, you do samach. Those are the 5 levels. Now that's all. Now that's the b'di evet before shkia. Up is b'di evet after shkia. Like I said, let's say, I don't know what Shkia is now, 7:15, 7:20, I'm guessing. But the Shkia right now is 7:15. The Maisa, the Isha tried by Shkia, she didn't get it, she wants to try after Shkia. Do you have any time after Shkia to do a Badika or not? So Betzem, this is a Machlokes, a Shela, Klolius in the Zmanim and Kvalisol, exactly what to do. The Svara, the Tzad to be Mekel is, that according to Bein Tam, this Matzias wise, how it goes, let's keep the numbers simple, you have Shkia Rishonah, Shkia Shniah, and you have Tzeis, meaning you have Shkia when the sun sets, that's Shkia Rishonah. According to Goinim, the first 13 and a half minutes is Bein Hashmoshes, Savik Yom Sav Laila, afterwards Vada Laila. According to Bein Tam, he learns Shaket, the first 58 and a half minutes of Vada Yoyim. The last 13 and a half minutes is Savik Yom Sav Laila, and 72 minutes later is going to be Vada Laila. So based upon these numbers, I assume the Olam knows. Therefore, come along with us from, for example, Vada Yosef, who wants time even in Israel, they want to say the first 13 and a half minutes, according to Bein Tam, it's Vada Yoyim. According to the Goinim, it's Savik Yoyim, Savik Laila. So if you cannot do the Bediko, for Shkio, but you haven't do Bediko, until 13 and a half minutes after Shkio, no problem. Sorry? But you have it. Yeah. If you can't, no problem. You have a sex cycle. That's called up, stop, go do it.
They also start the fact that
they have long shoes, he goes on and on. We'll get to what Tanhog is. Well, first of all, the two, that's one sheet again that Vadi Yosef goes with. But Moshe goes the same idea, but a draft differently. He says that we cannot pass him between Bein Tam and the Goinim. He has long truth about it. And therefore, he says, since we have no psak, he says, the Vadi we machma both ways, side for the Goinim, side for Bein Tam. Therefore, he says, you have to makabel Shabbos by Shkia, and you have to keep Shabbos till the Bein Tam. You have to. And therefore, you have no right to make a psak. However, he doesn't say in his tshuva that in America, he knows it does not get darker than 50 minutes, after 50 minutes, or 40 minutes, after 50 minutes, it does not get any darker. Therefore, he says in New York, in New Jersey, in the tri-state area, he writes that 50 is 72, a tiny half. 50 is 72. About this stuff, obviously, as right, is for myself, Moshe's Shito, I can only believe Torah is that 50 is 72. Therefore, Moshe Shabbos, let's say in New York, the Elam, first Erev Shabbos, Mekabel Shabbos by Shkia, and they end Shabbos when they do Malacha by 50. Why you have to keep him in time? Torah says 50 is 72, a tiny half. Based upon that, the Moshe makes a cheshbon and says, one Spanish Moshe's. Since Bein Hashmosh is usually 13 and a half minutes, and the Cheshbon Y is 3 quarters of a mil, and there are 4 mil, therefore it says, what's Bein Hashmosh is if 50 is 72? It says you have to divide it by 16 times 3, which is 3 quarters of a mil or 4 mil, and therefore it comes out that Bein Hashmosh is 9 minutes. New York Bein Hashmosh is 9 minutes. Therefore it says, what do they have 6? So L'chatchila, go do before Shkia. He says, but you have 9 minutes. Same sex factor, the same thing as Vadi Yosef, same Mahalof. However, he said, because just the numbers changed by him. He says, the Bein Tam is not 72, the Bein Tam is 50. If it's 50, Bein Hashmosh is 9. Then he says, the first 9 minutes, according to the Goinim, is Savik Yom, Savik Laila. According to the Bein Tam, it's Vadi Yom. Therefore, we can do a half sec the first 9 minutes. That's the Moshe Shito.
That will
be in here. Try to area. Come in here, so it'll be your first 8 minutes, 7 minutes, and we'll go to this question. Lemaiso. Van Hogo, unless it's really an extreme circumstance, and all the other mice, we don't go past Shkia. That seems to be even the Devayat of the closing with a feature. He says we don't go past Shkia. Yashu, and Shami, and Vosner, mice of the Pashkim seem to go, and the Berkowitz says even America don't want to tell them which is Psak. Mice, I'm not sure if that's true, but mice, that's how he says it over when he speaks over Shavim. Even America don't go like a Moshe, and Van Hogo is a mice of Shkia, Chok Boyavu. Now the Olam does say that in Yerushalayim, even those who want to be Mekel, they want to be in Yerushalayim, but rather makes me machmer that the halok they paskin like the Gro, that means negate to Malach Mat Shabbos and negate to Chanukah Mat Shabbos. Halok is like the Goinim, and therefore Vad in Yerushalayim and Vad have to be machmer and go only till Shkia. And in Yerushalayim also numerous places can say that halok is lemaisa, we only go until Shkia.
It doesn't matter if it's not Shkia.
Do you have to, but you should. Do you have to? The mice in Yerushalayim, they say if you did it after 20 and 30 minutes, then they don't like because the count is over due to the equator. But if you do pass 20 and 25, right, they do malacha for Chanukah. The Asher right says 25, no problem, that's malacha. According to Moshe, he says Chashu Shalom. And Shiva, he writes that Chanukah. He says, how can you do that? So once again, the minhag Yerushalayim is certainly that way. Even in the Western world, it seems to be on Hoga is a Vadi to Shkia, unless it's really extreme circumstances. The way how Meister Berkus says over that yes, Rabbi Yashin, Meister calendars are different numbers. Calendars are off 1 minute, 2 minutes, and even Hanof itself can be off by different 5 minutes, 10 minutes, depends where you live based upon the mountains. And this also where the tone about the mountains kind of evolves, and different microphones led in the back of Shlomo Zalman. I shall how exactly they deal with mountains. The Meister Berkowitz says, oh, but they can go with the latest calendar that you have. Absolutely, go with the latest calendar. Why? Because each one's, you have to know how each one figures it out. Why if Yaakov Kaplan over here has the calendar off by 6-7 minutes, and the other calendar, you have to go ask me at the Cheshbon exactly why. But with Maisa, the Anhogi is that after Shkiyo, the Maisa, B'diyeva B'ikil Elam Maisa does not do it. You have to do it before Shkiyo. Now, let's say you start the B'dika before you nechnas before Shkiyo, Mamash before, but you do Chumar V'stavkim until you take it out after Shkiyo. What do you do in that case? You go by the Scholar, not Maisa Ma'akoyin the Supik. By the way, the Chodoshoni says, since we the Scholar is being blocked by the B'dika cloth, there's no way for it to get out. It's enough for Raya that before Shkiyo itself, it shows that you already did a Hefzik. Therefore, long you start the first Hafknosa, before Shkiyo, the first Hefzik, you don't have to finish this turning it around three times. Fine, but you did that, but you did not let it go anywhere else. That shows that moment came out was clean. So where did it go? So we saw the first second wasn't there. You did Chumash Tachum afterwards. So what? But Maisi, it had no place for it to go. The Ibn Chodesh Shani says, if you saw it makes sense, but Maisi, go by the, when you nicked it inside. Fine. No, the talking about right, the hafzik, we get to my friend. So the hafzik. What? The hafzik itself, he says, the Chodesh Shani says it, and the Oshkim can do that also, with Allah, as long as you nicked it that way, for a second, beside it. And the Sfar is there, because the Maisa, that shows that the person before Shkia already showed the other Hefzik. You don't have to have Yidir, the Maisa, that shows that it's a Giloy. So again, we go Eke by Shkia, let's say you're Mesopik if you got by Shkia, now a lot of times you're Mesopik, you don't have, your watch is not exact, you're not sure if you got exact by Shkia, now there's a place, come on, say again, also you have to be Mahmer, either because you have a subdirect Mahmer, or you have a Cheska, Chazaka, Tumor, and they also have to be Mahmer, Eke by Din. Now again, extreme circumstances, you have to go, well, but Ike the place called Meister or Machmer. Now, we're saying over here, you're doing again a hefzik, and then the case of a wife. What happens, do you need two separate things, or it can be the same thing? Can you do a hefzik, and then leave it in for the Meister? So the Meister, Moshe says, it's better to do two different things, and this far is because you should have the idea, in the end of counting 7 days, you should know for sure beforehand that you are Torah, and if it was Nichol and Chachil, you should have two separate things, one for the Bedik and one for the Moich. The way others are bringing down the Bana Shulchan, in the room he says, I know Moshe, but the way he says it, he says, no, it's Pasha, it's a Toiva. You take it out, you want to see if it's Torah or Tomei, if it's Tomei, you want to go do it again. A couple months later, you want to go do it again. So it's not it's a Toiva, that's why you do two different things, a Bedik and a Moich. Otherwise, he says, the economic can do Bedik and Moich all together, even Chachil, no problem. There's no Shalom, it's not in the county. Now, if a person does do a, let's say in the morning he checks himself, she checks herself, just to make sure that she is clean and wants to do it at the evening, and then in the evening she forgets to do a hefzik, then the police can say, the mice is not good, because if you're just doing it to see if she's clean, she usually did not do a mechumah stokh, did not do corrective pedika, did not do corrective the whole checking, and if for that reason, the ikhla police can or machman saying, the checking to see if you're clean is not good enough. Well, that's chelk aleph and tefillah. He wants to be shame b'dikah, right? It's a shame to see if you're knocking or not. That's sefal chelk aleph. Next set. No, bigger the pesukim say even in kesem. Why is this shachter right? So and therefore bigger not. Again, every real tzarech you have to screw up. Otherwise, bigger pesukim even machman. What?
Firm is
stuck
in market.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Example is because let's say that she only did a moich and did not do a hefzik. What's the loch in that case? So the place can either say avader is not good, gosh, and all this, or they say you can start it with a bunch of other tzurufim and maybe can we make it with that. But yeah, from the stuff we might suppose can say the moich is not good. Gam shemati, tomorrow maybe no, but in print otherwise, I do not see anyone says you can make it. Fine. Next thing in Sifalov is the local, let's say, of davening. Now there are two different cases in Sifalov, the case of, let's say, davening or the case of Kabbalah Shabbos. Now, it's wrote down, let's say the Kahal davened and she did not daven, or let's say she davened and the Kahal didn't, she davened Ma'ariv. Now why in the world should you daven Ma'ariv? It's either because you hold like the Shitas, like numerous places can say that women have a chiyuv of Meir Brachos, and therefore for her to get Meir Brachos, she has to daven Ma'ariv, and those who say therefore women should not daven Ma'ariv have to daven Meir Brachos. Or it's more practical, there's a second halacha over here, Mitzat Kabbalah Shabbos. This halacha, this chulin halacha, is a chiluk whether it's having Ma'ariv or Kabbalah Shabbos. Kabbalah Shabbos means halachas neis by women, or by the shul saying it's Moshir. And therefore, when she's in Kabbalah Shabbos, she does have halacha. What's halacha when she's in Kabbalah Shabbos and the Elam doesn't? Or vice versa, is there going to be a, what's halacha could she do Badika after Kabbalah Shabbos, or can she do a Badika after she davens Ma'ariv? So, first case, It's going to case which it was not, they did both. For example, let's say she only did one, she only did Amarev, and the Kal didn't, or vice versa, only the Kal did Amarev and she didn't. What's the loch in that case? So the Ramah brings down, Machlokes, Chumash Hadeshin, verse to Maril. Chumash Hadeshin says, once the Olam Tav Maril or Hakabal Shabbat, the Maisik not to Bdika at all, since the next day you have to do a Hefzik before Maril. Tana Sheni, the Maril says, what are you talking about? It's very nice, it's the seventh Kedusha, the circle safe, it's not night, it's not Shkia time. And therefore, Abadah, you can do Bedika even afterwards, even Lechad Kilo. Machlokes Rishonim. Them. Halacha, how the Ramah ends off, and how the voice can go, is Lechad Kilo, you should do it before Kabbalah Shabbos, Lechad Kilo you should. But the Yevid, don't do Kabbalah Shabbos, then the mice you can do until Shkilo. That means, for example, it's very common, you're in the mountains, and you're in a camp, or in a bungalow colony, and then Kabbalah Shabbos early, there's only one minion. Halacha, you have to go follow them, you cannot do Malacha once they start davening. Now, once they start davening into Malacha, therefore, the Chathila of Vada, she has to do a Hefzik before the Mekabel Shabbos. Vada, you have to do before him. If you don't, we'll get to the next stage, but the Maestro Vada, you have to do the Chathila before him. Now, if you don't, in the mountains, it comes out even worse. In the mountains, since the Kal is Mekabel Shabbos, she also has to. That means she has to do a Lokaneris also before the Kal is Mekabel Shabbos. That means it comes out that maybe won't be Machlokes Maril and Shemus Deshin, or get involved with Machlokes for the Shach. The Shach brings down, let's say the Kal was Mekabel Shabbos and she was Mekabel Shabbos. Both cases. Let's say both. Is that going to be also the Og Maril is going to be Mekel or going to be Machmer? It brings down the Machlokes between his Rebbe versus the others, the Pashas of the Og, and they discuss whether or not it helps. And therefore, in this case, the Kishon Aruch wants to say, Avadah fi Machmer, and go like the Rebbe, the Shach, and say, she cannot do Badika after the Kal and she daven Maariv or Mekabel Shabbos. Mice and Hoga, as opposed to Megdan, is really not the way that, again, the mountains on Hoga is also Bidi Eved, a person that can do Bidika until Shkia. So it comes out again, that Loch is always a person that Chilo should do Bidika, whether it's in the city or the mountains, should do a Bidika before Kabbalah Shabbos. Bidi Eved, in the city, Avad, as Ramot says, Bidi Eved is fine, it's no problem, when she's in Kabbalah Shabbos, I'll say. In the mountains, Mice, it's not that simple. On Hoga, as far as I know, is to be Mekel, but Mice goes to whoever wants to do in the mountains.
Her husband is
shul
in Kabbalah Shabbos,
so
she should
be Kabbalah
Shabbos
later. Oh, so now husband is over here from the Kal Davin and when she Davin. Mice not putting anything about a husband. So the Tzela Chokmah is true about it, and it says Mice is the gate to the husband, Tashma is the gate to the husband, Meshuba to the husband. So he says, no, whatever the husband Davin says to Mary, not Shabbos, Shabbos is a different law. So let's say Mary says, no, Avada, she does not follow her husband. Shall it Daf Kal or she? A husband is not Shabbos, but we know the law, but she has to follow her husband is not Shabbos. And then they'll get involved once she has to, maybe they'll negate the Lachos Shabbos. Let's say Marv itself says the Vav's not, we see no one bring down the Indian negate to the husband. She doesn't have to follow the husband mitzad the Indian Vedika. So Shal, Kabbal Shabbos, is she? Or Marv, let's say he done Marv. Same Shal, let's say the Kal down Marv. She done, what? She done Marv. Let's say she done Marv and no one done Marv. Right? Also she has to Vedika before Marv. So say he done was Marv and no one done Marv. Or there's 2 minyanim in the city, right? There's 20 minyanim. The locker is you should not follow the husband. There's no chumra at all.
But she should wait for
Kabbalah
Shabbos until
someone is here. No, I said the shela and Shabbos in general, does she have to follow the husband or not? That's a Shabbos to Geshayla. Why? Because he says, does she have to not? But those who are Maker, those who are Machmer. Whatever you pass in Shabbos, that's what she has to do.
If she doesn't follow her husband, she doesn't do it before.
Yeah.
If she doesn't have to follow her husband, she should do it later.
She should do it later, right.
Which mile is better than the Hadishah?
Oh, so there is a battle with the certain someone bring down. The best we should do both for that reason. You should do before Kabbalah Shabbos or her Kabbalah Shabbos, and then you should do it afterwards to get both sheets. But those who say both, my Lush maybe don't do that because it irritates. I'm not sure you should lie. I say anyway, she can do a Moich. But Moich again, what comes out is that in the city, Avada Lechatchila should do before she's in Kabbalah Shabbos. The Mount Lechul Avada, she would have to go do it in Medieva, the Pesach of more Mekel. Now, this is what we decide to have. What about the Moich? So the Pesachim say that since Baruch Batsu is a Chumro, and even the first day of the Pesachim, and this whole Indian of Kabbalah Shabbos is also a Machlokes, therefore of Yashiv and Bezriel, Brooks also says over that even Chathila can go do it before Shkia Mamish. That means the mountains, the Makabalit an hour beforehand, you do the Bedika an hour beforehand, and the Baruch you can wait before Shkia and go put in from Shkia until however this man the Baruch is supposed to be in for. Now, let's say it's hit 18 minutes before Shkia, and she has a choice to Mekabel Shabbos or to do a Hefzik. Which one goes first?
Hefzik.
which one should she do? She should do the b'diem of the amon and mekabel Shabbos, and then do a hefsek, or she should do the hatkila, go do a hefsek first, and mekabel Shabbos 10 minutes before shkia. Which one should she do? The way out of the big down, after we down the shmir Shabbos al chosoi, so mekabel Shabbos all day tonight. Mekabel Shabbos, may do a look snare all day tonight. Start off from the bush or others or the bahag, and therefore then do a hefsek, then mekabel Shabbos afterwards. Another case similar to today they discuss, the halacha is we pass like the Mishnah that said the Isha has to have a mincha. She has to have a mincha. Let's say she has a choice. Mincha or hefsek, she can't get both. Which one should she do? So the Ma'aseh mincha, she has a chiyuv. Why? Mishnah passes. Machlokes Rambam and Ramban. The Ma'aseh passes to do mincha. But she also has a chiyuv to her husband. She's Mishnah Begav. So the Amna Yashmi makes down that he is from Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman says, since she's Mishnah to her husband, hefsek goes first. Miss mincha. Maybe it didn't touch Lumim. But he missed mincha. Wasn't the same thing. The Vada, hefsek goes first. She's Mishnah to her husband. Why is the Bible Ma'aseh Mishnah upon other Rishonim will hold? It sounds like Mishnah and Mishnah upon the Ramban Shidu, which seems to be Mishnah being that Minik from the Mogavram. Minik is we don't call like the Ramban, right? So Ma'aseh, we tell all our Noshim that Mishnah is a mincha. Some other reason a lot of them don't. So for this, certainly we assume it to the Baal with Simon upon that. Again, on Hog is the Meister we don't. We do Shkia. Again, not Mincha. Bedika. Of course they can. But I'm not going
to. Why? Maybe they need to do it again, but then you're
doing it at the beginning of the night. I lost the judgment. A similar point they discussed is that we're discussing via when to do it, Bush Shabbos, your Shabbos, their Shabbos, both Shabbos. Let's say in a case where it was a guy to people recently, you're flying. And you're in the sky, and on the ground it's nighttime, but on top you see the sun, it's clear, it's still day. By whose heftik exactly do you go? Now this is, again, it's not a shayla in the gate, particularly for Nida, a heftik, in the gate to davening, it's the gate to numerous shaylas. Where exactly do you judge it by? And the lot of by heftik specifically, and all cases, the kido is machlokes. The early Yitzchak says, Avadi, if you have the sun in the sky, no problem, go to a heftik. The article brings down the side of Tyre, no, Avadi go by the ground, and therefore Avadi has to be machlokes, and Avadi can't do a heftik. If that happens, you have to go ask your rabbi. The Eitz Le'Sayyib is my name, it's very simple. There are certain programs which you can get from different people. They know exactly where when you fly, what time it is on top, where it is on bottom. Now, they can be off a little bit, so you have to give yourself some leeway. But Nevada, there are programs you can go find out exactly where you're holding on your watch and when you're in the airplane, based upon the ground on bottom, and I can involve this Matlaikis, and you should do a heftig then. No,
they go, they leave late and they fly faster.
Yes, yeah, so you have to barrack make sure within.
They
anyway, you have 2.5 hours, right?
So.
Over here comes on the shach and brings down when he gets the mouth of Machloikis, Maril, and the Ogre. He discusses, he ends up with a chiddush that says that you need 7 24-hour periods. Now, there's a tumult what that means. That Mahov over here, the Kama, and Tinyana, Pistachu brings down. Then they one time that Vala Shach does not mean in general 7 24-hour periods. And if you don't have mincha, not mechallel Shabbos, Avadi go until shkia. And therefore, that's an hakka, and the Gemara says even chachila Avadi go until shkia, unless you mechallel Shabbos. So that matter, that's when the shach discussing 24-hour periods. Even that says that the Gemara can make over the effort. Chachila Avadi don't have Shabbos, not mechallel, and your that don't have mincha Avadi chachila go until shkia. Based upon this, the shach's words, the 7 24-hour periods, they get involved with the interim shalos, and again, only with manenu. Is that what happens when a person flies from New York to Eretz? The person asked me this question a lot from Maisa recently. Is that you zayin akim? You need 7 24-hour periods. So Maisa, you go from New York to Eretz, you're missing 7 hours. Missing 7 hours, you don't have 7 24-hour periods. Based upon the shach, that's where Adam starts off this question from. That he says you need 7 24-hour periods. So Maisa, you don't have it. You have 6 24-hour periods. The seventh day, you're missing 7 hours. You only have 17 hours left. What exactly to do? So it goes, if you go from England, Lamaista, it's only 2 hour difference, I think. So Lamaista, they say, so going to Mikvah during the day is no problem, there's no Sahbita over here, because it's nicked to be night, and therefore to do Tashkent 2 hours later, no problem. So fine, English people have no problem. Lamaista, the Americans, they're off by 7 hours, Even if you do Tashrish b'chatzos, the mice is still in the summertime, it's within 7 hours. And the mice, you got a problem, you're missing days, and you don't have a 7-24-hour period. What exactly to do? The Rosh Madav and Dain Weiss and Ver Moshe, they discuss this point, and the Birkat HaMekel, the where Dain Weiss ends off, his main Rai is Rai b'mais m'chol yoyim, that is Ikka Taino. Fine. The Shachal Chor, there is no Chlorayel. Of course, again, where Dain Vav is in the sign, there certainly is no Rai from the Shachal at all, because Shachal is about Kabbalah Shabbos, otherwise the Vadi Yimchatila, you can't be Mekel. Let's start looking around the Svarim, and come on, all the Svarim, 17 of them, Mais m'chol said, even the Chatchilo, you can go to the Mikvah, no problem to Tashmish. Agama, the two swam, one with Akfek, the King Torah Balocha, or the Divrei Sholem. But the Maestro Dan Hoka, and the place can seem to go very clearly that the Vadi can go to the Mikvah, go to the Mikvah right away, once they hit the Seis, and they can have Tashmish, no problem. And it's not a Shiloh.
What if you lose
the
whole day?
Oh, so now they discuss, what about you lose the whole day? What happens when you fly from Australia, you're off by, over the Kala Tayoch, the international dateline. And if you're missing a day, where do you go by? Do you go by her own days, or do you go where you are the Maestro? So there also the arguments about it from the Zalman, the Ashim, and others, and they say numerous places can be, it can very places can go that the Babi go count her days, her 7 days, that's the Pashas. Agam is Mechaim Kineyevsky, and Sefer Tach Hitzol, he or she tells you all over the Gedder or the international dateline, that he wants to tell you, no, they go to the Maestro where you are. And it comes out, you can even gain a day according to Mechaim. Fine, Maestro is a Das Yochel, the Ikka the place can argue, and they say, no, a Babi cannot gain or lose a day, and Avadi, you don't go where you are, and the Ikka is you go to Maestro's own 7 personal days. Now this thing negates the Zayin Akim. They do discuss the same thing negates the end of Simon of the 5 days. You can also lose days and lose hours. Fine, also we'll have to get to within the same Shiloh. Because again, the place of the 5 days is much more easier to be makele. Because by the 5 days, the place can be makele mitzad the hours, can be makele mitzad the missing a day. Another Shiloh, interesting Shiloh they discuss, is let's say you go to the mikvah after they say, you tar, fine. Then you fly, and you go back to Rosh Kiyo, you go back over the international dateline, and now you're holding by the 7th day, are you now you're Tomei again, and now you can still design the Kiyim again. Fine, it's a Shaila, by the place, you're going to once you're Tomei, you can make some ice being back in design the Kiyim, a lot of Shaila. Now this is only geared to specifically design the Kiyim, or really to the 5 days. However, also in the Geir, a lot of people in this room, is that where do you count the Yemei Frisha? That means, for example, let's say you appear in Eitzel, you're in America for a month, that means you have 3 Yemei Frishas, you had Chodesh, you have Ben and Yaflogo. How do you count the Mitzad, you're missing hours, how do you count, let's say, you're missing days? Where exactly do you do it by? That we discussed in Kuf Peidal, the Usvein Geir. Fine. Get back to our Sugya. Next point, the last point in Sif Aleph, is the Loch of a Moich Dofok. Now, this minig kosher a maich tochuk of Sif Aleph, we're talking about the Rosh, the Paiskim is vadim l'chila of vadim we go do a maich tochuk by all noshim. Now, what should a person go do l'chila, before we get to the end of the l'chila maich tochuk? What harm, how long should he live in for? So maich tochuk, the words of the Rosh, you have to be the whole Benish Moshes. What is Benish Moshes? So again, to shine a slightly is, what exactly to judge Benish Moshes by? We mentioned beforehand that those who say Yishim Afer from the beginning of Shkia all the way to the end of, say, 72, Benatam. Therefore, it says the Sheva Tarat of Yatsuv Chachila, keep it in for 72 minutes. But Moshe, the Shitasli says, he went at 50 is 72, he says, once you put in, says Chachila, says from Shkia, till 50 minutes. Why? It's saying, Vark, the 50 is 72. Well, also goes with his Shita, Kedarkoi, it's 40, 50 minutes, based upon the Chaznish. So the Tarat of Makarim goes 30 minutes, the Yashuv the Shitasli goes 20, 25 minutes. Fine, the Shabbat Zamun goes to Shitasli 15 minutes. Those are all the cases of Chachila. Look at the Shammah Zaman holds that we pass like going to Minyan Yerushalayim, it's not Shiloh. We have 15 minutes, that's it, 30 half minutes, that's it. That's the Gedder. Now, the best Gedder is how the Bada Shulchan moves down. He says the Gedder is basically what you keep Motzei Shabbos. What is your halacha? It's not the Yeshita, it's what you do Motzei Shabbos. That's what you should do for a Motzei Shabbos. What? So what do you do for Motzei Shabbos for the Raisas? What do you do for the Rabbanos? What? What would you do for the Rabbanos, Motzei Shabbos? Do you do Moksa? What?
No one knows you do Moksa and does things after Shabbos.
Oh? Yeah. A lot of people do. A lot of people don't keep your only keep your Raisas for a bad time. They only keep your Rabbanos. A lot of people do that. He does, I do.
The best get
to know exactly. But again, before it's not a shallow activity in this case over here. So again, this is Gedol Chachila. I've asked different people what I teach, what I say, and each one really teaches what they were told to teach, basically what they hold about Moshe Shabbos is, what they get in this Machlokes is, I'm a Machlokes from Yuchad over here. And therefore, Nashim are taught different things, what to do L'Chachila. Now, let's say it's irritates, it's in pain, it hurts, what do Machma Tzarech? They also, the person L'Shtosa, Moshe says, Be'ikir, you go do 15 minutes. Why do the Goyim is man? 15 minutes. The Sotar, my friend, they go, Be'ikir, you go 15 minutes. What?
Why not
13
and a half?
Let me 13 and a half, right? Probably whatever shot, right? What?
Yeah,
Echelami, more of a time, masking. This is the way Divayat, you know, he says, that's some of the best things to do. The first 13 and a half minutes, the last 13 and a half minutes, 58 in between, really the 45 in between, that's called nobody's anything. It says, just do two of them, do the first 13 and a half minutes, last 13 and a half minutes. Because that's Benish Moshes. In between, nobody holds Benish Moshes. So just take it out. That's what he says, Mokhmat Sarah. Fine. Now, Avada, on Hoggis, L'Chadchila, Avada, we do a Moich. If the fact that we wear an underwear that's not Nichol, the Ketav Moich, Gama, everyone knows Moishita, that we can't the Chavadash Shita by May Vest. Head on to with Nichol and Gedev Moich, for my Savi Avada Pashim say, head on to with not Nichol and Gedev Moich. Then the last point to get to Moich is, let's say do a Moich on Friday night, you have to leave in the Benish Moshe, so can you go outside wearing a Moich? Can you carry a Moich? You have to go someplace, you have to go someplace to eat, you're allowed to wear a Moich outside. So if you have an Erev, it's not a problem. You have no Erev, really don't have an Erev, not the Chumas, whatever. Chumas, everyone depends how you deal with it, how you judge it. Usually the women are making money anyway, so it's not really a Shiloh. But let's say you don't have an Erev, you have Flatbush. I shouldn't have said that, but let's say don't have an Erev. What's the luck in that case? So the Maisa, it is interesting, my colleagues, Shamazam would say the fact that the scheme is not placed in the Maisa and Mekel, over here also in Mekel. Elva come out, Ubudu, Vesvarm, I looked around, the whole of at least 22 different Svarm say, Avad is off the guard side, with the Maisa side, the Maisa carrying it, even Israelite side. They do discuss maybe Benish Moshes, you have a sex speaker, maybe it can be Mekel, and if you only wear a Maisa Benish Moshes, but it can the place can say, that person cannot wear Maisa outside. You're in Kamal Shabbos. No, you should do a bedika beforehand, and then write Pushkir to put in the Moich. Fine, that's Sif Aleph. Sif Beis is a lot of what happens if a person sees on the first day. And she sees the first day and wants to do a heftig on that day. She wants to do a heftig the same day that she saw. So a lot of, Beishet being a Machlok, it's the Rajab, it's the Rambam, is that can she do a heftig and a Moich? These are lachas on the first day or not. So the Rambam Shita says you can only do it only with a Moich will help, otherwise not a Moich won't help. The Rambam Shita says no, even go do a Bedik in the morning, do a Bedik from Minchak Tan and onwards. And why? Could we go, it's with Machlok Tan and Tan Rebbe, what's Rebbe's Maskana? How are we passing? Do you pass like Rebbe even the first day in the morning is a Beseder? Or no, even Rebbe's Masopak, and therefore you cannot do it only if you do a Moich Benish Moshe. Like you shine them clear in the Beis Yitzchak. Lalocha. It's clear that we paskin. So first of all, that if you saw that day, a riyah that day, mamish, I wanted to wear a hefsek that night, or before minchas tano. It's clear that we say the bedikah in the morning is ma'akev. Bedikah in the morning means the paskim say peskat shuvah. It means you do a bedikah before minchas tano. The ma'aseh is ma'akev. But badi cannot do a bedikah before minchas tano. That's aleph. The badi is ma'akev. Now, what happens if you do a bedikah after minchas tano? Be not do a ma'ich. There it's machloekis, the way the mechaber sounds like to be machmer, the mot says mokum b'di'evid, he can't be mekel. Lalocha, the poskim b'ikr say that you have to be mekel, to tire of the greenim and others, they want to argue with more, they want to what right you have to say that to be mekel, you have to be machmer in the morning and be mekel on the morning. Therefore, l'chadchila avad, the person has to be mekel on the day that the person saw. I mean, she saw dam on Sunday, she wants to do a hefsek before him. First of all, you cannot do a hefsek in the morning, aloch as klal l'kola there is. And b'chadchila avad, everyone says you should do a ma'ichtochuk. If you don't do a ma'ichtochuk, the ones that can be makel, those who want to say b'shat ha'chak can be tzemek upon the Ramah, the others want to be makel, even b'shat ha'chak can not be tzemek upon the Ramah. That's a shayla, can be tzemek upon the Ramah. A real beer. We'll get to the club how to find this beer also. Let's say you saw a real, she's a kala, she does not wait any 5 days, and she saw a mamish dam came out, a lot of dam, and she wants to wear hefsek that day. The halacha again is that we cannot be big in the morning. And if you need a moich or not, machloek is b'ikra v'adha p'atma machl, v'shat tzarech, ula yish la'ayim, you can be machl or not. Now, what defines a riyah that you saw on one day? What's the case of that? There are first, a basic machloek is a p'iskim. That means that you just saw on Sunday. She wants to do a hefsek on Thursday, 5 days later. Now let's say she saw on Thursday, she also saw Dam, but she saw Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, so all 5 days. Is that actually the Rosh B'Yom Aleph, and therefore the Nichon, the Chumrah of the Beis? Or no, the Maisa Rosh B'Yom Aleph means she only saw one day. What do you mean Rosh B'Yom Aleph? She saw on that day, or only saw on that day? What is Pshat in the Gemara? So the way how the Pasha the Mechaba, the Pasha the Mechaba is going, he's saying, if you only saw one day, negate the Kalo, that's where the Shafim stand, you only saw one day, and in that case you have the Chumah. But let's say you saw 5 days straight, Avadi, you're not looking at the Chumah of the Sefet, back to Lachan Sefalaf, that Mitzim and Mubcha do a Meicha, but you have an Avadi to be Meichel. That's the Pasha the Mechaba. The Maisa, the Sitaru disagrees, he says, Machloikis, he wants to say Rashi, and we can Mubshan Toysfis, and Chavadat also says the same thing, they pass in the Lach of Akarik. If you saw on that day, even though it's the fifth day, but you saw on that day, that's nich l'chum of a fifth base, a rosh b'yom echad. And therefore come out according to them, the chachmazod and paskins, that you have to go do a moich on that day. That means that numerous noshim, if the isha sees usually 4 days, the fifth day she wakes up, 5 days she has to wait, then she wants to do a bidiko, so fine, the moich is only a mitzvah minimum for her. But let's say she sees all 5 days, according to the Chavadah, the Tyre, and the Chavadah, they want pass the Lachamai, they have a Chir, Mamash, do a Moich. Why do you have to go do a Moich? The Moich also, the Lachamai, is Choshe, the way of the Chumrah, he says, unless it's Mokhmat Tzarech Gadol, Mokhmat Tzarech Gadol, otherwise, he said, Echonami, let's say it's 5 days, you saw that day, you can't do a Moich, you're Mokhmat Tzarech, he says, wait another day, you should be able to wait another day. So the Moich says, you should be Choshe, the Chavadah, and you should either do a moich, a chiv to a moich, if you can't do a moich, it irritates a person, you should wait till the 6th day, 7th day, therefore we'll not get involved in this. My colleagues will be back nifl nisif aleph, this aloha. Now those who want to argue, the Kishon Aruch, Tavtamadach, others want to be meichel, the Badei Shulchan ends off with meichel, yeshul milis moich. So again, it comes out, some people think that moich is only a chumrah, because one day of the world, you see dam dafka on that day. It comes out according to numerous poskim, it's not a chumrah. Come on, every isha will be mekadin. Because the day that she's doing a hefsek is the day that she mama saw dam. Because the day she mama saw dam, then a mekadin with numerous poskim is mekadin. Yeah, not for shot, maskim.
Yeah,
there are much who tells. Sorry? Fine. So, why do we don't tell them it's a chumrah? We tell them go do it. They tell you, it's mokum tsar, it's the one you have to go eskir rov. It irritates a lot, go eskir rov. Otherwise, there's different ways of telling over exactly how to do it. Tell the isha, it's a minimum of her. It depends, you know, where they're holding, what they're doing. They have a job, they wear mics, they're not interested. You tell them you have to go do it, you tell them you have to. If I can't, they tell you the reasons, then you have to go out.
And if she makes a leak from the
Nehri? Oh, so we'll get to... Fine, now what defines the amount of Rosh B'Yom method? So first, let's say she found a kesem. That the shaft is very clear, coming from the Vadani Melech to Bechamudas. The Vada Kesem is not Nichol, it's Chumrah, it's back to Sephalov. The Moich Tochi will only be a Chumrah Mitzvah in the Mokhar. Let's say it's on a little bit of Dam. Now, two ways to have a little bit of Dam. Either from the Zayin Akim, you have a little bit of Dam, we'll get to that. Or it's Damas, you may vest. You have a little bit of Dam. Not Zayin Akim, you may vest, he does a Dikir, he a Bedikah. She's got a little bit of Dam, Mashu. Because one's at Gosha, one's up on one's Derei. So the reason why we make a by Kesem. Yeah, the Bidika. A Bidika, but you may vest. So by Kesem, the Pais Meister make a let two different reasons why to make a. Either the reason out of the Molokula, or the reason because Naksin and Mayim Pesuach. Fine. Nachminu could be a case where we found a little bit of Dam. What's the lock you found a little bit of Dam? Mash, you do the Bidika, you may vest. What's the lock in that case? The Chodashani, and those want to go like Chodashani. Say, look, Meister, it's you also be a Mecha, the Vadi Afimach, when you're here, Moichim Ikradin. Meister from the Zalman and Rabbi Yashiv and the other parts came on August between the numerous parts, but not so way. They want to tie a little bit of dam is not nichol in this chumrah. Why is not nichol get a mind so up? It sounds like they're arguing what's the reason of kesem to be mekel. Isn't being mekel in kesem? Why? Because it's not to the mind so up, or the mekel in the end of kesem because it's because some of the kula. Meister, we have a get of the rice. Or maybe say it's a sex mekel. Different stories. The Meister from Zal said a little bit of dam is not nichol this chumrah for us to be a mechlot. A third stage, let's say even if you want to be machmer and say there's nichol the chumrah for us to be a mechlot, what happens when you see a little bit of dam by Zayin Akim? Next stage, by Zayin Akim, what's the loch in that case? So a Vosel Meister again, he's also machmer and he wants to tiny the Nosh Mamish make a mistake. Nosh, what happens after 5 days? They go do a moich. And the mitzvah minimum of chumrah, go do a moich. That's only chumrah ba'alma. During the Zayin Akim, Noshim don't do moich when they find a drop of blood on a bedikah cloth. Once they fakert, during the Zayin Akim, it's chumrah gomer. After 5 is the mitzvah minimum of chumrah. The Noshim seem to do fakert. Now, to defend the Noshim, why they seem to do fakert, you have a couple of reasons. Again, one, usually by bedikah, it's a mashu, aleph. Even when arguing the point, those one time during the Zainakim, there's a minute to be makel. For different Svaras, one Svaras can go to be makel, is there a toilo that was never was awesome. It's always back that it was open. How much your toilo? The way how the Ashram is brought down in different Svaram, he says you have 24-hour period. If you find a Badika in the first 24 hours, about you, you will say that that original Hefzik did not show his mind awesome. It's still a mind source, and therefore you can't be makel.
No. It was never
Yes, so we'll get back. Machlokes the Chavadas versus Shach says Yom Tov Moich. We can tell him it's a mitzvah. So back to that Machlokes. So the Maaseh Rabbi Yashiv says it's back to there, and therefore the Chodesh Shani goes this way, Meir Kohen goes this way. They tell them Meir Rather one time they get 24 hours. Others one time you have 72 hours. The verse says you have 72 hours. Really, because they're getting back of the Machlokes. When you have a chassid tumah, first day, or 3 days, you can be telling the first 3 days. And then those, it was real, all about things down, meaning your shalom is all zayin akim, the maisa, you can't be make all zayin akim, find the mashu, or dam, the maisa, all you be told back upon the original psicha, and therefore it's actually also be a method. No other sheet is exactly how to define it. Sorry? They do compare it. No.
You never became a
Achiv, so it will come out. For example, let's say Isha is taking a really depends on the case. Let's say she's taking a pill, and therefore when she what happens to take pills, sometimes you don't see a mash, you don't see a kesem or mash on the bedika. A lot of dam comes out. So when a lot of dam comes out, you don't have to mash dam, you don't have to bedika, it's not doing the bedika, you see mamash had a gosha, I mean, we give the kumam a gosha, then she'll have a free mash. Turn down a kim, and she'll have a lot of dam, and take four more pills. No, they only make them by the bedikah, faults. Fine, again, although she should give different gedarim, the maish than hoga seems to be that the notion don't seem to do maishtafis during the zainakim at all. Those are one of the facts why exactly why, but the different than hoga is exactly what to go and screw up.
But they don't do it at all, or they don't do it in, but they do another hafzik, right?
Yeah, they do another hafzik.
The ladies and maish, they do it. Well,
they do what? Women, where they get the minute? So there's all this time that very really is a bedika really going to answer, and therefore it's only chumras, and therefore chumras you have to be machmah, and chumras are moich. That's not the sword they throw in.
The
mind says
they don't do it
off?
The minute
you're trying to
think they don't do it
off
at all, or?
I can only see what say the swarm say, what everyone does personally don't know. Fine. Next halacha of Gimel is a halacha that a person has to Ramo bin Zan after Paisekas. First bin Zan, the halacha that Ramo they have to wear white. Now the makor for wearing white is where the Gemara brings down the Gemara clothes made in the white. You have to wear white. Find the shalvei exactly the Ramo got it from. It's a Mordechai. His way of reading the Mordechai. Chavos bring it down. His father maybe don't have a chiyuv to wear white. But Meisel not good. It's only about the Bnei Ashkenaz. But Meisel they have to wear white. Now white means on your undergarments has to be white. That's Aleph. And the they bring down that also the sheets should be white. Now the way in those days the sheets, they did not wear tight undergarments, and therefore you have to wear white when you went to sleep. If not, because the dam can come from different avenues, and the mice have the sheets. The mice, we wear tight undergarments because we have with the invention of the cotton, it became very useful for us, and therefore we can breathe and we wear cotton underwear. Therefore, for that reason, we wear things that are tight, and therefore we'll not get the sheets. The shallow is there still on hunger or meaning. The mice have to have white sheets. Now all this from being down the Mikkah didn't have to have with the mini, everyone being down the Vadiyah, Moshe, and the Riyashiv, and the Vosel, all being down the mini, the to have white sheets. That's the meaning of that, but everyone should do it. Now the Maisha, white people don't do it, what's the big deal, put on white sheets, I'm not exactly sure why people don't. Every safer that I saw says about a person should do it.
No one just a white towel, is that enough?
To sleep in white towel, not to come to white, all week.
And not the whole system. By that area.
Yeah, so it wasn't one time to doctor that area. But my sister depends on you sleep. Yeah, don't be mamish by head, maybe either the pillow of the chayot, I'm fine. My sister, the woman will say that's by that area. But I assume just,
Do they wear white pajamas also, or
that? So that might they say we don't wear white clothing all day, right? So fine, so that also whatever we do with our clothing, if you wear white clothing with white skirt maybe. But otherwise, the and hoga should be the body you have to wear white undergarments, and what you should do is have white sheets. Yeah, that's the minute. That's what we do. That's my again. I see Maisa. I know people don't, and because they all say this from McDonald's, this is what you should do. So they say should. Fine, but Maisa, yeah, that's what you should do. Fine, so Maisa should wear white. Now, when you go to the Beit Hakisa, you have to bedika with the white tissue. So, about the place, Moshe before Shuvah, about the not. But you don't do it white, you do it pink, and mice forget, you should look at it and throw it out. On the other day, you don't have to. And also, when Moshe has a tshuva, let's say, go swimming, do you have to wear also white in your bathing suit? So Moshe says, no, because you go swimming with your arm, therefore, as long as it's not, it's fine, you're not mice to have to wear white. This is an interesting tumor among the Paiskim, is that the fact we have an hoga to wear white. Can you wear something white that's not makabel tumor? Not makabel tumor. For example, let's say you are like the Paiskim, the Marokkayim, or others who want to taino, or the Americans who want to taino, or Moshe, that a pad is not makabel tumor. Let's say you go to an hoga, the pad is not makabel tumor. Let it wear a pad inside a white underwear, and therefore any dam that comes upon it won't be a problem. It'll save herself from any kasa. So first, the eight they say, in each of the spots, a lot of times, first, the eighth day of Seve symbol is change your underwear constantly. Why? Two spots usually a little bit, be less than the grid, usually will save her. So just change it constantly every couple of hours, and therefore it will help her out. But let's say that she can't do that, or it's not enough of an eighth of her, because she wears something that's not makabel tumah, there's no exam of a kasher. So, really the shaila is, what is the svar, what's the reason that we have to wear the veinim for? If the svar is that when she sees dam and she has a gosher, you want to go see what color dam it is, so fine. My sister, she had a kosher, she found them kabel tumah. Fine, so we see it, we'll tell what the color is. Well, matamar, because anyway, she also had a kosher shabayi. So let her go wear something from kabel tumah. Therefore, the early it took says, they can go wear something that's not kabel tumah, go wear a pad. Echnami, no problem. You can come to the go'in of the Mordechai to go wear white, and instead of cursing, you save yourself of wearing something that's not kabel tumah.
35 days after the Riyah, right? She's going to have another
Riyah with her kosher? If that's the way how the kanu was set up, yeah. The kind of was set up that, why are you wearing white for? What's the reason?
Or is it not the other deal?
Well, why are you wearing white for?
I don't think it's the summer, but
you want to make it tummy? What do you want?
It's going to be another reason 5 days later.
Why are you wearing white? Give me the reason for it, and then we'll discuss it. You can't just tell me, what's the reason for it? If it comes to tell you when you have a gosher with no colors, so fine, I know colors, I have a gosher, it won't save me anyway. I have no gosher, fine, no problem. The Pitkei Halacha also a couple times bring down the Svara, the Pechatko Roth wrote him that the Svara maybe can wear something that's not Makabel Tumah. The Maestro, the Emek Tshuva, Pechatko Roth, God has three Tshuvas on it, Chalat Dal, Chalat Bala, Chalat Tzad, he wants to make Chalat Tzad in cases, he wants to say, depends, if she came to me, said, we are Mamash, she said, Eich Nami, you can wear something that's not Makabel Tumah. Well, what's not Makabel Tumah? She's a Chiyah Badika and Mian afterwards. Mashiach came, she became Tumah, Mitzad HaKesem, she don't know Chiyah to do afterwards. If he wants to make Chalat, Avadi said, you can't wear something that's not Makabel Tumah. Everyone says, it depends, if you're metame mamish, then you're mechir bediko, you go check. Otherwise, if you're metame mitzai kesem, you have no kim, go check. And if you're metame, go wear a pad. Now, the steamers of placement does not seem to be this way. It'll be a very simple way out of it. It could be because maybe they went like v'yashim malach, the pad might say, this is mekabel tumah. So I don't give, they say give different ages, put tissues there. Fine, am I v'yashim malach with tissues also? You have to vary how far is malach where. Each line of one is eight and not put down in numerous cases. Now, also, a very important point is that people wear white, and some of his Noshim think that they know they go to the bathroom, they're always taught not to look. So they think also, let's not look at our underwear. Fuck out, can I go over here, bring it down, the place can be done.
You don't look in the tissue?
You don't look because you'll be left with some of our Goshen, maybe. But you don't look because you'll never revive, really. And you know people look, and you'll only keep two bedigas once a morning, once a night. How's she have our Goshen? No, you mean she wore tissues by
No.
When you went to the bathroom?
Yeah.
No, the bathroom we don't say she has argosha. Well, I assume she has argosha. She went to the bathroom. Well, if she sees dam, then we'll be mocking on some argosha, but we're not if she... Well, my Allah is a person about a has to check your sheets, you should check undergarments all the time to make sure that they're not key. That's Allah from Kivanga bringing down. Now, part of the bedikah, they're going to get two bedikahs once in the morning, once at night. Another chalak of the dika don't say don't look at the undergarments. Avadi, you're supposed to look at the undergarments. Also, this halacha of Zayin Akim, of wearing white. What? Oh, what about afterwards? Let's say he comes and you're going to the mikvah for 8th day, or let's say he pushes off 9th, 10th day, comes from down the city. So, halacha of the place can say is that the male of Vaina only you have to wear once he has the 8th day, Avadi, not to wear the male of Vaina anymore. You don't wear big day of Vaina, the Avadi can wear big day of Vaina. Another halacha of Tziv Gimel is the halacha of Rechita, washing oneself. Now, Nanhoga again is a vada to wash oneself. Shala, hot water, cold water, each one a vada is good, shala, which is better. Now, the answer to this is, when you're supposed to wash yourself, well, you want to do a bedika miyad. Or let's say in other cases, they say the same halacha, is let's say you do a bedika kematoma, you want to do a bedika right afterwards miyad. Does that help or not? Because this is a posh case. Isha, it's a half hour before Shkia, she does a bedika. Takes it out, it's blocked. Yeah, it's no shayla, don't ask you over, it's done. She wants to do bedika again. Can you do bedika again or not? Miyad, or she has to wait a couple of minutes. What's a shayla? Shayla is that we're saying that a bedika shows it's my insulsum. The maisa, if she does a bedika miyad right away, maybe it's not my insulsum, maybe she's not dripping every single second. What happens? She drips every couple of minutes. Therefore, if she does not wait any couple of minutes, so maybe she does a bedika, it came out clean. You know why? Because the dam that just came out was in the first bedika. New dam didn't come out yet. Maybe she's still my pesuach. That's the shaila. Therefore, there's now Diskin and the Chazon Ish, and they want Taina, the Lochi Yafi Machmer. Same shaila, they say, let's say you wash yourself. She cleans herself well. Inside the Oysa Mokim, same thing. She washes herself well, wants to do a bedika miyad. Why? It doesn't irritate her that much. It's very wet over there. Wants to do a bedika miyad. Also, they want to say, Vadi can do Medika Miyad, because he's not showing anything, doing Medika right away. You know there's no blood? Just cleaned it out. Maybe the Maim is still Besuach. Therefore, they want to be Machman, say, can do Medika Miyad. So those are Machman that way. Atzad HaSheni, Steam is a Paiskim, as the Ikatayna is not the way. Nowhere is worked down until Meral Diskin and Chaznish, this concept, he cannot do Medika Miyad. Therefore, the Barashuch is marked upon this. He ends up saying the Sarafim holds it. He's not exactly sure. And the Noga, our Vosner, and the Sartoro, and the Oskar, and others go. They tie now Avada, Lachatchili, you wait a couple of minutes. However, B'di'evet can do B'dika Miyad. When's B'di'evet? The Maisa getting very close to Shkia. You did B'dika 2 minutes before and came out with blood. Do B'dika a minute later, or even 10 seconds later. It's no big deal. The Maisa person don't say anything. And the Maisa circle, so if you do have a Raya that's closed, the Maisa found nothing upon it. And therefore, B'di'evet, Echanam can do B'dika Miyad. Now it comes down to Mok Klai Yisrael, what do Lalocha and Machlok Yisrael? Some say it's Ma'akiv, some say it's not Ma'akiv. Now those who say it is Ma'akiv, that you have to wait, what is the Shish to wait like Hatchilo? The way of Yashiv is brought down is 15 minutes, the Moshe Shiva says 15 minutes, but the Evan, Yashiv goes down to 10-5 minutes, the Chodesh Shani goes 3 minutes, others go 6 minutes. The Ma'akivim say, the way they write it down is where the world they get the numbers for. That's part of the time, where do you get 5, 10, 15, 3, 6, they get stacks, where do you get those numbers from? And Simon is supposed to be not that way. Where the numbers came from, I have absolutely no idea where it came from. But the Maisa, that Hoge is that those who are very strict, very Machmer, I heard the Mishpaikim say, Avad, it's Ma'akib B'dievet, and they're either coming from Meir Halberstam, or from Moshe Halberstam, or from Vyashim. And others say, what do you mean? Avad, we have no Ma'amok in this Laloch, Avad, Achili, wait 15 minutes if you can't. Avad, B'dievet, Miyad, there's no problem. So where are they being now from B'yashiv? He's Mechalek, what do you B'yashiv? What's 10 minutes, what's 5 minutes? And the only reason they say they've explained on B'yashiv is because how long will it take for it to get back? Yes, once the Rechit will take 10 minutes and B'yashiv will take 5 minutes. That's why being now on B'yashiv, but he said, let's fight with Machim and everything. So some strong being now on B'yashiv both in 10, some being now in 5, some say, no, that's what happened. He said one, then they were with another. Fine. Now, we're going to get 8 minutes and 3 minutes, Chodesh Shani, Chachila 8 minutes, but you have 3 minutes, not sure. We don't want to get 15 minutes, I'm not sure. The numbers are very strange where they came from, and they don't even explain it themselves. What? Yesh lines. Again, the Hadhog, what is taught, as far as I know, at least, as far as I know, even America, I know some women even taught Chachila, no problem. But the whole focus for the Yavid, I think most probably people are taught, it's good for the Yavid, Miyad. Another thing that they get is, can you go do a chita during the Zayin Nekiyim? Now, Bethlehem is really dependent upon the sugya, the Bach Shita, by the case of Maris, that when you do a chita and hot water changes red to white, so maybe they need not to go take a bath during the Zayin Nekiyim. Maisa, there are those who do have the Sanhago, those who don't have the Sanhago, Maisa, they want a Taino Vada that maybe a shower is no problem, or cold water is not a problem. But it's a seven shalot if you have an Hoga, not to go swimming or not during the Zayin Nekiyim. So, really, my chloik is based upon Anhogas, and I'm really based upon Alofa. And therefore, numerous notions are makel, some of one be machmer, but really based upon what your noga is.
And you have to do a bedikah before?
He says it's better, it's better to do a bedikah before during the Zayin Nekiyim, you're supposed to do one in the morning, one night, he says it's better to do a bedikah before, and then you won't get involved as machlokes against the shayla.
If you
want to go swimming, right, if you want to go and take a bath, and do a bedikah before, it's not a problem. That's the best thing. I don't say anything about bedikah, but this is the way out of it. Yeah, if you take a show me a shower, call down anybody. Fine, sit down, the love of B'dikas. Now, the Chachilu a person should do is very simple. You have to do 4 7 days, 2 B'dikas. Now again, some Moshim think it's only Chumrah, which really it is, but This is what you told, this is what you do. You do one in the morning, I want someone to finish moshes for 7 days, and we're not making anything. The woman wants to say they spot it, they don't. Maisa, this is what you do, you go as Guav, Mach Matzarach, a lot of work can make it, but until you ask Guav, you can't be Michael. And you can't forget. I seem to have a knack to forget. You know, so things that are not that important, they forget. You tell them this is what you do, and therefore you shouldn't forget. Now, this Lad Chilo, B'di'evan, you make stages. I mean, B'di'evan, if you can do two a day, maybe one a day. You can't do every single day, you do Aleph and Zayin. This interesting Shiloh, what is better? You have an option to do Aleph and Zayin, and but two and Aleph, two and Zayin, and nothing in between. Or it's better to Aleph, two and Zayin every single day, but only one. Which one's better? Interesting Machlokes, really depends where you're coming from. What Sugi Machlokes, the Dain wise person is your law about. Which one's better? Really, what's Mechosh for the Smag Shita, or it's for the Shita? Which Shita Mechosh for is more important? But each one is good. But yeah, for the Shiloh, which is more important? Do B'dika every day, or just do B'dika twice on Sunday, twice on Yom Rishon, twice on Yom Zayin?
Do
as much as you can, and whatever one irritates, whatever the Rav advises, do as much as you can. That means also if you forget one, you know, I forgot the morning, you might as well, no, you do whatever you do, whatever you can. Now this is Shiloh. What happens if you repaskin? What?
Forget in the morning,
No, Shlomo. Get is one in the morning, one in the afternoon. Now, the more positive, like, clearly we all like, have laws that the 1 in 7 is good. What happens if you do... When you wake up, the way out of the swarming down when you wake up. So right away in the morning. Why is it McGowan all the night? Because you're supposed to be right away in the morning.
You forget that, like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning.
No,
8,
9, no. 8, 9, the morning. Well, it's the morning,
you remember the 12.
I didn't see that. But the morning, you tell
them
in the morning.
You forget that, if you wake, remember the 12, that's...
12 now? Yeah, no problem. He's doing now.
Good.
That's an afternoon already.
That's
4 o'clock. I'm guessing. I don't remember if I saw anybody say it. I'm just guessing. Now, the more possible, like a blotter, do we do Aleph and Zayin? The more discussed, what happens if you do Aleph without Zayin, Zayin without Aleph, Zayin without Saif, Saif without Apollo? What's Aloch, Apollo, Gid, Rav, and Rav Hanino? Maestro, Roy Vishon, interesting how the way the base is being done, Roy Vishon has like Rav, Alpha, that Zion, Zion, that Alpha, the Maestro is, we make all the whole talk of sending from Rishonim, Yellow Rishonim, the Ram, the Ravik, the Oid, the Ime, the Rajva, they pass like Rav. The Maestro, the base is, ends off with Ravon and the Smag, and they say that with Chojva Chanina, I need that Dafka Alpha and Dafka Zion. Therefore, it says, since it's a subject, it's a chorus, you have to be machmur, and therefore they're being down over here, it's a riot of these bidikas at their eyes, so fine, you shot them with the riot. But my son, it's machmur, you showing them, and therefore, machmur, you're not in the past. The way that machab brings it down, it brings down the first sheet of the aleph, one, four stems are going up. It brings down the second sheet and says you need daf of and zayin, and the end of ain lahakum. So, lahakum on the poskim is very clear, the maestro, you have to do aleph and zayin, if not, the ik of the poskim are machmur, that even with the evid, it can be ma'akiv, even with the evid. Now there are certain cases they want to be makel. For example, let's say she has a mako that's moiti dam and she cannot come clean any other ways. Then the chacham zon or shulchan the place can be down. Then maybe the rav will be makel and say only zayin or only aleph. Then you can be makel. Or another case, if it's going to be some seifa. Let's say she only did aleph. She went to the mikvah and then lamsa and baila also be makel. Some of fun rav which rav yishanim go with. Fine, or maybe by kala also as natav chobas nido, natav bush also the same of aleph only. However, otherwise, the place can go very clearly. Aleph and Zayin is Ma'akim, and in some case, the role will be Machmer, you only eat it Aleph and Ches. Meister place will say it will be Machmer, and therefore you only have Ches, you'll have to start all over again. Aleph and Zayin is Ma'akim. However, we don't tell us in Oshim, we tell them you have to do all 7 days, twice a day, until they ask you up. Otherwise, everyone here knows that what happens, she forgets, she misses the Lachas, Aleph and Zayin is Ma'akim. Now, if she's only going to do one bidik a day, let's say Rav tells her, and the way Adayim Weiss starts with the Shuvah, if Rav tells her, I'll be a psak, Rav keeps saying it over and over, and Rav tells you only do one bidik a day, why? Because let's say she gets irritated, and therefore it's not good to do two. Which one is better, do the one in the morning or one in the evening? So Ikka the Pashim, we know the one in the morning is better, which she always wants tied in the Rav Kamino, and the Ikka is from bring Rav to it, and the morning the Maisa is better to do it by.
Even
on day 7, yeah. Which is cooler than even day 7 is better in the morning. Now, Pesach Tshuva over here brings down a Shaila Halacha, a person when he counts, what happens first of all, do you have to count with a count prepare? Being on a Shlach Kodosh, that's the person that can count prepare, not. The Shlach Maisa says you should. he wants to compare to Sfiras Omer and Lamaisa Allah from the Chokhmah Zodim, interesting exam, that person to say it's not going, a person should count the bet. Maisa, we've shown him already, Mahmoud, we've been all this big now, and I say, the Hanoge is Maisa, not like Sfiras Omer, you do not have to count the pair. And as far as Vanenu will bring down, the Minig is Maisa not to count the pair. The Mami Machmer, Mish Chasidus, Meber Ulai, the words of Sam Sefer, it's Anu Mekubalam, Moshe Rabbeinu, Mepia Kabbalah, we have already Kabbalah from Moshe Rabbeinu, they don't have to count the pair, and therefore the Hanoge, they don't count the pair. Now, again, if you want to, it seems to say that, but father, no, we do not tell a notion to count beer pair with the mouth. Also, what about the bracha? The place can say also, if Nanoga is not to make a bracha, is that to be the four choices, that's I am basing subas. What? Yeah, count by Shvius Omer, let's count by Zainakim, want to make a bracha. So, Tosis is not I am basing subas in Kasha. He answers why, because maybe it'll end up being that you not count correctly. Now, there's two ways to understand Tosfos. If it means you can mess up and there will be a bracha of Atala, because maybe she's down during the Zayin Akim, therefore everyone got some volunteer Omer, but say, you know that the past 10 years you never got from the whole entire Omer. So what is your head there at all to count the first day with a bracha, a Grima Akim and Mafreya? Fine, so Shiloh they have arrived from the Shabu and all this.
We're only stopping
those. You're making a bracha. Let's see. We make brachas in Yom Hagim, right? It's not really sure. You have to ask in the Shvag. But my choice is asking a zava mamish. My choice is asking a zava, a real zava, to make a bracha. My choice is not make a bracha. Why? Because maybe she's going to end up being things during Zainakim. So, Oikim HaFrein, it's not Zainakim. Based on that, all the Pashkin is gone. So what about by Sfiras Omer that you know you never make it through? Maestro, what's your head to the count? Maestro,
yeah,
back to Akim. Yes, Maestro, according to Baruch Sheet, which we're a matter for. Did you count? Coin the bag sheet is all one thing. And
anyway,
fine, the coin the bag, which we're close to, right? Well, that's the mice we know.
Yeah, but that's already something on
so the Mishnah brings down that Noshim should not make a bracha by Sfiras Omer. One reason he says, the way we have the Fenenu, because it ends up being the Nakhna account correctly, we're talking about Tolma Freya.
By Sfiras Omer,
you
have
a second.
No, Taisa. Using the cash and Taisa is a. Taisa says.
And
the whole sphere, right? According to Baha'i, also. So one minute, even after the whole sphere. Going back to Shiva Sphere, sorry. You move after the counting. You count, you missed the count. You move after the counting. The past 10 years since you've made early showers Friday night, or because whatever reason is, you don't have. With the Tzibah of Myers, whatever your reason is, you end up not counting the Rafa, you have what is the end of counting the Rafa now? Well, the way they ask you, let's say you go into surgery for 30 hours on Shiro, right? What's the end of the count? Let's say you go over the Kaf Tyrus, the international date line, you don't count the bracha afterwards. What's the end of the count the first half with the bracha? All these cases, feet Tyson as well, the Khorish should not count. So you look at the Nadi Rudolph here, he doesn't stand Tyson that way. He didn't stand Tyson, but the veteran isn't. Tyson is saying it's a simin that there's not no mitzvah to the count. Simin no mitzvah to the count. Not the Peshad, it's a different should not count the bracha at all. You shouldn't count, it's showing it's not a mitzvah to the count. Fine. That's the Shiloh. No, the fine. So one point is contributing down in of the Meister of counting pair, and obviously the Meister is not, and the Meister bracha no one does make a bracha. Now, is there a mitzvah to count or the mitzvah to do bedikas? Fine, that's a question that I'm going to begin. You have to go see. You have to think about that yourself. Based upon how you answer this question, if there's a mitzvah, why don't we make a bracha? If Shem places don't make a bracha, but there is a mitzvah. Except if it's be a bracha at all, so maybe there's a mitzvah. To go do bedikas. Is it meant to do bedikas or not? Is it meant to have zainakim? Taisa is saying, better we should make a bracha. That means the mitzvah to. Is it meant to count? Is it meant to have a safra without a pair? Is it meant to have a safra law? No, without a pair. We don't hold a pair. Even without a pair. Is it meant to have a safra law? To have zainakim. Is it meant to do bedikas? What? The mitzvah, that's the way, if you do the safra law, you go in the mikvah. Now, the Buddha's saying there's no mitzvah. It's just telling you how to get to the mikvah. Other than one of the no. It is a mitzvah, except bracha latal, that's why I don't make a bracha. If loyti mechem be'ino, fine. But it's a mitzvah, no. Sometimes Torah is telling you what to do, how to get to something. It's built upon this sugya over here. Think about it. Fine. Another thing over here, the Pesach Shuvah being done, which is very important, is the shalom about a hetzach hadas. It's some of the common that Isha has as Hadash, she counts 1, 2, 3, she sees Dam with a big cloth, she might say thanks, so the Kama, you go to the Rosh, says the Torah, is that Ma'akim, she has to count all over again. the Pitzkas Shuvah, we have an example from Yotzdok, and he seems to go this way and says, if you ever had a Hadas, the Maisa Ma'aki, you had to count all over again. Let's start all over again. Therefore, they always tell an Isha, the Maisa, when you do a Vedika, and you're not sure, do not say Bevatoyish, the Maisa, you told me, you not have a Hadas. Only be mistook about bringing it to give it to your husband to go ask you up, or maybe she herself should ask you up. But and then it won't be a problem of Hezkadas, therefore it will be no shadow. The Maisa. Why? Because she's told to. It's not me. If she brings no, they want time of fact, if she brings it through Rav, that's enough for Raya. That if she's not Masiach Tas, mask. The Maisa, this inner Masiach Tas, the Maisa is Machloki the Poishkim, if it's so or not, because the Chuvah is Machwa, the Masham, and the Tzedek, and all this Maisa make for itself, there's no Sikh of Hezkadas, Maisa of Zainakim. Now, the Svara to be Machwa, two different reasons. Why is the Svara to be Machwa when you have Hezkadas? Either they're being Machwa Mitzad, maybe she had a Gosha, Lava Daite, maybe she's Tomei. Another story they're saying Hezkadas is a new Ma'akiv, why? You need Zainakim, it's on your sphere. You don't count, you're missing Zainakim. Based upon this, the Shal is not those who Machman say Hezkadas is Ma'akiv. There could be not different Afghanis how to understand it. For example, let's say it's day 6. She's Masiach Das. She's only missing that day, or she has to count 6 days all over again? So the sender got a kind of middle is machlokes. Mishal Zal and the Yashin want to go to the Meyosh and say you're only missing that day, only one day. Why? The one said the whole time you said the chesed in the sphere. Ma'is the fine. She's missing sphere of one day. Fine. How are you? It's 5 and +1. However, those want to tell the reason because maybe deal with the Irish of Lava Daika and if she told me they're Eisla. Therefore, they want to come from the passion of the Chosmos Adam says from the Shuvah and others that Echlami be such an old thing. You have to start all over again. If you start all over again, or you're just missing that day, it's one Afkamino. Another Afkamino is how much is Hezekadas? Is Hezekadas for 1 second, or Hezekadas is for the whole entire Oino? If it is Mitzad Akosha, it's even for 1 second. If it is Mitzad, the Chosmos of the Sphere, it's after you're missing the whole entire day. Those are the two main Afkaminas. The Maestro had a person, but Ikkis in Yom. According to the Ashram, if the Ashram says you need a whole time, you know, all 12 hours, it says even the night is not a problem. It's not going to happen. According to those who say Al Tzviro, Zayin Weiss, the Maestro is Mekel, Shalom Azam, the Maestro is Mekel, the Ashram is Mekel, the Tzviro is Mekel, they need the whole time, you know. Right, you're not missing, so therefore you have to have Hezekadas the whole entire time. Yes, they're Mekel, they say you have to have Hezekadas for a whole Oino. Oino Shmoino. What? What are you doing? Right, according to these Makilim Machlokes, according to this Shita, you need Hezekadas on Oino Shmoino. Now the Ave Tzedek Shai Torah said no, even 1 second. Now the problem is like some of them are switched over, the whole depends upon the two Akiras. The Maisa, those ones say, right, you have to work out the Shitas of some of them, they don't really work out that well on the two Svaras. The Maisa, there are basically the kind of three different Shalas over here. One Shalas first is Hezekadas from Akiv and Akiv. Look at the Poiskin. Numis Poiskin, Masham and Maisa is Megal. Aleph, one Shalas. Second, if Hezekadas is Ma'akiv, how much is Ma'akiv? Is it Daf in that day on the whole entire sphere? And the third Shalas is, what is Hezekadas? Is it Daf for 1 second, or is it Daf for an Oinu Shleimo? Fine. I can basically do these, I love this out of the way. The way happens all the time. The kind of many people the weakest problem how to bring it down very practically. But we have to go right to and hold myself up. Slow. How
are you?